Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. Ladies, you're on.
Well, thank you for driving home and enjoying our show and HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. You don't want to go anywhere. When you get home and you pull in the driveway, you're going to be listening to this show because it's a power-packed house show tonight. And I have some amazing guests. Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business without being taken. And we have so many exciting things going on. First, I'd like to say, Yvonne Madison, it's great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
We have missed you so much.
I miss being here, too.
I know. They have a tax company and a tax service that you do, and I just got my taxes done by you.
Yes, you did last Thursday.
I know. We're going to play that commercial in a minute.
Okay.
We also want to thank King James. We were doing an audition last night over at CVF Productions.
That was great. Yeah, there's a lot of talent around, Yvonne. You're going to see it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Deborah over there, and we're going to be working with them. We'll play their commercial shortly. Mm-hmm. And our special VIP guest, you're all wondering who this beautiful lady is.
Yes.
From Canada.
Well,
tell everybody your name.
My name is Allie Mang, and it's a pleasure to be here. This is so much fun.
I know. You know what's so exciting? We met at the 100K Handshake.
Okay.
And we have to say it was truly amazing. And, you know, in a second, I'd like to have your point of view, yep, what happened and how it changed your life over the weekend.
I would be happy. Do you want to do that right now?
Yes. You talk for a second. I'm going to go handle some guests, and I'll be right back. Keep going.
Okay.
Right.
My God. You can't imagine how many things she's got going. Well, you guys know that.
Oh, you can't imagine
The 100,000 handshake. It was such an amazing weekend. Steve Hopper, Forbes Riley, mm-hmm, absolute stars in their own right. And Steve has this amazing book he wrote called From Prison to Purpose. Mm. And he became this networking guru by understanding how to size people up to understand them and connect with them. And then he created with his colleague the $100,000 handshake. And Forbes said, we must work together. And I think Forbes is coming on as well. I think how it changed my life, if that can happen in a second, which it can, it's a quarter turn, is I think it just made me aware of our own inner strengths and to start really celebrating them as opposed to keeping them down, playing small, enough of playing small.
Right. Okay.
Let's enjoy, let's celebrate what we're up to. It will always refine, it will always grow.
Right.
But that's what I learned, and boy, were they fantastic leaders. What did you learn?
You know, I went there and I had a roadblock on business, mm-hmm, you know, because I'm doing promotion, I'm selling commercials, okay, I'm trying to get my reporter's workshop going. And I thought, do I need another job? And I know when I looked at Forbes, I said, do I need to take on any more? And I knew what she was thinking. And what she did was, after I first met the first guest, before we went in, she gave me some raspberries, a beautiful lady from San Diego.
Yeah.
And yes. And so we were talking and she told me about what she's doing with her business.
Okay.
And I said, oh my God, she said, you need to do this with your reporters' workshops. Mm. All of a sudden, one blinder came off. And
yes,
I'm getting chills from this. And
exactly,
then
I'm getting chills.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we went in, so much happened. I sat next to a woman that I had no idea who she was. Of course, we started to network. And I actually was so super excited. She's with called Keep It Local.
Okay.
And she runs 30 chapters around here of business meetings. So me and the station owner went yesterday, of course, and this is because of Forbes.
Yeah.
I haven't been to networking meetings in Everland. It's been a long time. I do my networking in my group of people that I know with the pageants and all what I do in the radio industry. But this was another door of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to run the Clearwater chapter, me and King James. And we're going
to
have
love that. There's a biblical element to that, is there not? I mean, there's some power there.
I got a new version coming out.
Oh, my heavens, I can't wait. But, you know, I was just thinking, I don't want to interrupt you, but you talked about networking. I think that's one of the things that we all, as soon as we hear networking, we're like, oh, can't stand it. You know, and we dry up. And what I really loved about Steve Hopper particularly is his point of view of the networking and going in with a goal. I love the thing where he said, when you're looking around and you're trying to size you up and use every moment wisely, if you got 2 hours or it's a business to business or it's a luncheon, whatever it is, size it up. If there's one person standing, don't even bother with them because they're not even interested in connecting. If there's two people, it's too condensed. There's no room. Mm-hmm. If there's three people, you want to go to those people because they're open and they're ready for a fourth to come in.
Right.
And you always have goals as to what you want to get accomplished.
Always have your goals.
And then you come away going, you know what? I got three great contacts. You don't have to have 70 with all these business cards. He really, really opened my eyes to the power of networking, but you have to be focused.
I agree. And even meeting his beautiful daughter, she's supposed to be here at the station, and Chloe, and she is going to be one of our reporters hopefully soon, and hopefully they're on their way over here. I look forward to working with them. But what also happened was not just the networking, it was about seeing that there was no roadblock. It was only in my imagination that there was a roadblock, and there's not. So I am actually working on my Business View show with Lola, the station owner, for Tuesdays. Yvonne and I do the Hollywood Connections, and we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors. Do you know next week that I just got an okay from Keith from Alexia Model and Talent Agency? We'll be here for an hour.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're going to be helping new talent get connected to his agency.
I want to say something. Benny Luck.
Yes.
He always say, send yourself before yourself to receive yourself when you get there.
Oh, I love it.
Hi, Benny Luck. We love you.
Hi, Benny
I miss
Luck.
You.
We love them.
Yes, and that's true.
Yes, I agree. And I'm going to go back and see Benny. I have a surprise for him. Anybody that's listening, I want you to send a card to the station. I have beauty pageant directors doing this with their girls. Benny produced a lot of my shows as well.
Yes.
Helped support this show to keep us on the air.
Yes, he did.
And he actually had a stroke a couple months ago.
In August.
Right. And he is over at the nursing home. I went to see him.
Yes.
Long story short, I want to bring him a bunch of cards.
Yes.
Wonderful. I want people to send to the station. And if you go to tantalk1340.com, the station, of course, you're listening to it. Mm-hmm. I would like you to go to contact, and the information is back there with the station with their address as well. Mm-hmm. Or send it, call us and let us know, and we'll give you that on there. So, anyways,
I'll throw in a card too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Before I leave, I will send you a card. I'll come back. Don't you think we're going to do lunch or something fun like that as well?
I know. Now, you know, your life is very exciting in Canada. We have another VIP that just walked in. You all have to listen and look on tantalk1340.com.
Yes.
So tell us, you know, there are a lot of girls out there that want to be into what you do in Canada. You are on one of the top home shopping networks, and you sell.
I do sell. But you know what? I actually connect. That's my job.
Okay.
You know, one of the things about connecting to just a camera, you are touching millions of people, but you only have a few seconds to connect.
Right.
And they're not all one person.
Right.
So you have to figure out. I call it the Anchor 7. I have 7 different customers, and I'm selling home decor. That's what I represent, the home suite brand for the shopping channel in Canada. And it's just a wonderful shopping channel. It's actually one of the oldest ones. HSN, I think, is the oldest, and we're number 2.
Oh, okay.
QVC came on just about a few months after us. So we're ensconced in our nation, and it's exciting. But let's face it, everybody has pillows. Everybody has towels.
Yes.
So what makes ours better or different, or what gets people engaged to pick up the phone? And it's not selling. It's not talking about price. It's about creating solutions by understanding who your customers are. And that is, again, we talked about Steve Hopper, who's coming in, $100,000 handshake. You know, that was his thing. You have to connect to the one person. With us, we have to connect to a million people all in one moment. And interestingly enough, in the biggest shopping networks in the world, you have 1 minute to track $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not tracking, they'll give you 3 minutes to do that. And if you're not tracking $30,000, you're moved. So that's why we'll talk about it later, but that's why I created my book, Your First Moment Earns You More Moments.
You have 3 books.
I have 3 books, yeah. But it's so interesting. It literally is when people say, you know, when every minute counts, make every moment count.
Yes.
It absolutely
it's
is
true.
What drives our business.
Yes.
And I love it. So it's about connecting. It's not about sales. And I think oftentimes with salespeople, immensely, so nice to see you, by the way.
We're going to talk about this VIP guest sitting
welcome,
with us in a second.
Oh my gosh, talk about a VIP. You are famous. I am so excited. But what I was going to just finish off there, mm-hmm. I think the problem with lots of folks when they think about, oh, I can't stand sales, they think of the snake oil salesman. It's not that. It's connecting on a real level with your heart. And it's not about, I got something that you're going to buy. It's about, what are you interested in? What solutions can I help you solve?
Now, let me ask you this. You're also a talent manager.
I am.
Is that only in Canada?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Now, also, you're a singer. Which impressed the heck out of me. I was like, talk about the triple threat in Hollywood,
yes.
California. Sing, act, dance, model,
yeah.
speaker. Let's
show
go.
Up.
Yep.
Well,
that's the main thing.
That's what I am saying. You just show up.
That's the main thing.
Well, we're going to have you sing for a minute. And I want Peter to play your song. You're all set with Peter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're watching World Wide Web, tantalk1340.com. You don't want to miss the show. This is some really great people inside that you're going to get connected and be blessed today. So, Peter, are we ready? And you're going to sing?
I would be happy to.
Awesome. And what song are you singing?
Am I doing Here's to Life?
I don't know, Peter. What did you play?
Well, right now we got Here's to Life.
Done.
So, yeah.
Now, may I quickly do a preamble there? We are giving away 4 CDs. We also run a production house, One Night Stands Records, and we just produced a jazz album with Stu Harrison. It was his first debut jazz album. It's getting crazy reviews throughout the world. Played standards with 2 of the veteran jazz icons in Canada, Terry Clark.
Oh, I know him.
Well,
Terry
of course,
Clark.
Everybody.
He used to be Darlington.
Terry Clark, veteran, and Neil Swainson on bass.
Oh,
it is an exquisite jazz album. Some
that's
people
fabulous.
Are saying back to the 60s. I mean,
yes.
That's how we created this CD. And we're going to give away 4 of them today.
Oh, I'll get one.
He is playing for me, and here's to life.
Okay.
All right. Action, 3, 2, 1. She's on. Are you going to sing live?
I could.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter, she's going to sing live as well.
Okay. Good to go.
Yeah, I want you to sing live.
You want to do this?
Yeah.
Wait, are we watching?
No, we're actually listening. They're watching on the World Wide Web.
No complaints. I'm singing with myself.
Yeah.
And no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. You know this song, don't you? That all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I've had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, but hungry still to see what's down another road. Beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Yes, here's to life. Two dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes. And leave you with the memories you memorize. to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Yes, here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your hopes be fettered, and all what's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, here's to you.
So, in the meantime,
that was so funny. I
love it. Well, I like that, but I like that.
Okay, you threw me for a loop, but thank
that was
you.
Great.
I'm gonna introduce. Wow. I have such a full house here. I need to put the headsets on. I want you to introduce yourself and look at the World Wide Web and tell everybody what you do. You have to go closer to the mic because you're live on five stations.
Okay. Uh-huh. My name is Marc Cormier. I'm from Montreal. I'm an expert in biomechanics. I'm internationally recognized by the world sport like NFL, NHL, NBA, and many other sports. I work with the PGA Tours for 15 years. I became an instructor as a positional instructor. So only biomechanics expert can get that kind of a title. And well, I'm here with you guys. I'm very happy, and that lady can sing like it's crazy.
Yes,
I love
can.
It.
We have yes. CDs, and we're talking yes. about your website and everything. In the meantime, while we're here, what did you think? Because you were at the 100K Handshake. What did you think of that event, and how did that help you as well? And then he came up to me and said, we have to talk.
All
we
right.
have to talk. So tell us a little bit about your testimony while I go and help the guest here in a second and tell them we'll be right there.
Well, I was lucky enough to be invited by Forbes herself the last day because I was pretty busy. I got in town a little bit late for her event, so that was too bad for me. The short amount of time I had with the people there, I met some great people that can sing very well, too.
I have a question for you because you are very humble. Now, you've worked for the PGA now for 15 years, yes. and every single year you have to prove yourself, don't you?
Yeah, it's very hard.
It's very, very competitive. So, yeah. So what do you think? I mean, you know, it's all about taking full advantage of that one moment. What do you think, outside of the fact that you're probably most likely the best in your field, there's probably a lot of competitive, really good in their field. What do you think continually changes where they always say yes to you?
Well, made the difference. I work with 115 guys, and so you know there's 125 on the tour.
Yes.
What I do is I use the medical skills to upgrade or stabilize the players. What I did the same thing on the alpine ski team.
Yes.
And a year and a half, I would have about eight countries. So what I do, I evaluate in my domain as an expert in biomechanics using medicine to upgrade the skills. But now I use my medicine to a total different level now. I use my eight kind of medicine that I work with to fix issue like shoulder, back issue, sciatic, name it.
Oh,
and then
boy.
And then 72 hours, the guy can walk, he can even play a game.
So let me.
I have a question. Oh. This medicine that you're talking about, are they herbs or are they?
No. Yeah. We talk like traditional medicine.
Traditional medicine.
So I would go like chiro, physio, mm-hmm. kinesiology, okay. podiatry. So, but I didn't get all the degrees in all these courses because I would be still in school.
Of
by the way.
Right.
So I took the course for the part of the body I needed mm-hmm. to be treated. There's 16 parts on the body that you need to know.
Uh-huh.
And I mixed that with martial art, Korean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I took some course with masters. And them, they don't know the muscle's name and everything. But they know how they can fix it.
Fix it.
So I mixed the American medicine that would be Canadian or United States.
Okay.
Pretty similar. And I took the one from the Asian. So when you mix all of that together. So I can mm-hmm. do the orthotics, realigning the body, and fix it.
Mm-hmm. So sciatic nerve, too.
And a sciatic nerve.
A lot of people suffer with that.
I know, but it takes about, what? The last guy I treated before a boat cruise with Fort Riley, I was with. the guy couldn't walk. He couldn't get out of his bed.
What?
The day before. And the next day, he was in front for a full day giving his conference. I worked him about maybe 4 hours, not more than that.
Mm. Question, how did you meet Forbes Riley? How did you guys meet?
We met on the boat cruise.
where did we go on this boat cruise?
There was a mastermind.
Is that the one you went on?
No, I went on a different cruise.
Well, that boat cruise was pretty special. The guy that was hosting all the people, like Forbes Riley, yeah. and many great speakers, the guy, he couldn't host his event. So he said, Mark, you got to help me. So I went down from the Jacksonville PGA Tour head office. I came down to help. His name is Roger. Roger Salam, a great man, by the way. And I met Forbes on the boat, and she was, like, very amazing. She mm-hmm. was a speaker. So was I. It was great people. It was fun. That's how I met.
Sound interesting. Cool. Sound wonderful.
Can I do one question, one more with it?
Yes, sure.
Okay. so ART, is it part of your science as well?
ART, well, I'm going to use it only in certain symptoms.
So my question is, usually when an athlete feels pain, it's like dehydration. If I'm dehydrated, if I'm thirsty, I'm already dehydrated. I suspect that pain is a symptom of, I guess my question is, do you study folks in their biomechanics, their information highway, their spine? Do you watch and you almost expect them then to come the next day and say, okay, you know, my set or the lower back? There must be a transition there from you know, biomechanics alignment to the pain. Yeah.
Yes, there is that. Well, in every case is towards back issue, or even like lower, like upper knee issue, hip, whatever. We need some kinesiology reinforcement program, but the stretching to go with it, and at the same time, you want to do some adjustment.
Right.
So you have to do like 3 medicine just to start, and after that, sometimes you need a bit some deep massage.
Physical therapy. Combination
just takes too long, so he goes right to the root.
Yes, I find the cause of the symptom.
Okay.
I fix the cause, so when I treat the symptom after, we're okay, we're done. So that's why I can guarantee my results and get it like really quick.
Oh.
Like you have a certain posture to be a little bit forward. So we could fix that in about
I'm speaking to a mic, my friend. I'm speaking to a mic.
No, that's how you come in. That's, all. That's my problem. I see these things.
Yes.
You would be a master at quickly assessment, I suspect.
Yes, very quick.
Okay. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why he continues to stay at the PGA for 15 years. That is exactly why you're the expert at assessment.
Yes.
Bam. You are an expert. Bam. And please, before we switch guests here, please give us your website, your phone number. I'm going to bring a new reporter on here. Steve Hopper is in the house. We also have so many other people joining us. And my husband just joined us as well, Mr. Bert Arnold. And so also give your website. Where can they get in touch with you?
My website is www.markcormier.com. .net, markcormier.net.
Question. How come? Are you anglicizing the Cormier? Isn't it Cormier?
Yeah, but nobody can.
Okay. That's what I thought. That. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm Canadian. You know?
Right here, you got to talk in the mic more.
I'm Canadian.
Peter, we're going to be right back. Let's go to a commercial, Yvonne's or one of them that we have, and then we'll play my favorite music while we switch guests here, and you stay with us as well, and I'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz.
Right.
At
right?
CVF Productions, you can do it all. Sing, dance, act, learn to play an instrument, rehearse and record. We are a complete audio and video recording studio where you can rehearse and record. Record your music, create a music video or demo reel. We can live stream any event on the web. We also offer performing arts classes, including acting, dance, stage presence, voice, and music lessons. Visit us at cvfproductions.com or call us at 727-242-6092. At CVF, we make your talent shine.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese radio show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Hi, Kevin Hazlett here from the law offices of Carlson Meisner, Hart & Hazlett. You've heard me for years answering legal questions on the Bubba the Love Sponge Morning Show. If you or your family have a legal problem, been involved in an automobile accident, have an on-the-job injury, have a Social Security disability claim, or been arrested for a DUI or a criminal offense, the law offices of Carlson Meisner, Hart & Hazlett can help. Call us at 1-800-LAW-5655 or visit us on the web at cmfirm.com. Since 1971, the law offices of Carlson, Meisner, Hart, and Hazlett have been practicing in the Tampa Bay area in the areas of personal injury, workers' compensation, Social Security disability, and criminal and DUI defense. If you or your loved one have a legal problem or questions, call us at 1-800-LAW-5655. That's 1-800-529-5655. Or visit us at our award-winning website, cmfirm.com. I'm Kevin Hazlett from Carlson, Meisner, Hart, and Hazlett. Principal offices, Clearwater.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You got headsets? Okay, I'm going to give you mine in a minute. Well, we're back. I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections with Yvonne Madison.
Yes, Hollywood Connections.
Are you having fun? What an amazing day.
Oh, wonderful day, yes.
I have more surprises for you.
Okay. I'm just returning.
Yes, I want to thank Steve Hopper that's here. Hi, Steve. Actually, you talked about networking, and I've been in two business meetings already the last 2 days for networking. And I want to introduce this amazing man from Laura. Come over here. Ryan, I'm going to bring the microphone over to you. I know you have a little one.
Oh, look at the little one.
So you have a chapter that was with, actually tell everybody who you're with.
We're with Keep It Local in the Clearwater, and we're also in Oldsmar.
That's right. So we went over to Bright Houseville, which is now Spectrum.
Yes.
And Peter, you need to be involved in this. It's a whole networking, and guess where his meeting is? In the press room of the media over at Spectrum.
Spectrum Field. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, we meet there every Wednesday from 11:45 until 1. And we are open to all businesses. Come check us out. They can come hang out with us for two sessions. And then if they decide they want to join, they can join. If not, they can go be happy somewhere else.
You know what I'm impressed with is that you actually have where you can go in. And once you join, you can go to all the other chapters. Dunedin, there's 30 of them.
Yeah, and there's tons of them all over the county. So whatever's closer to you, you can pick that chapter and work with it. Or if it's closer to where you want to be in an area of work, then you can go pick that one as well and just check them out and see which one works for you. What I've noticed is each chapter kind of has its own flavor. For example, we have a little more wild of a bunch over in the Oldsmar area, but over in the Clearwater, we're a little more reserved, but we like to have fun as well.
And where's Oldsmar at tomorrow?
Oldsmar's Tuesday, actually, and that meets over at Rumba's in Oldsmar.
Okay, and you're a realtor, and give us, you know, where they can call if they're looking for a home.
Well, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, you can give me a call. I call myself the Proactive Realtor, and you can call me at 727-600-6192.
Well, we thank you, and I want to say something to our little miss, because I know the director. I judge their nationals in Arizona, and what has that title done for your daughter, actually, that when she won?
Well, she's been in the system for a while, and she's been working really hard at it, and she just turned three, and she just won her age division and for the first time, and she's having an amazing time. All the girls that are in that system have been amazing with her, and they've been sisters to her, truly have been sisters to her. So she just won the beauty season, and she's only been queen for like 2-3 weeks now.
Aww.
And she's looking forward to this whole year going out and do community service and getting to spend more time with the
and
girls.
I thought she was 13 years old. And when I'm like, oh, she can be a reporter and she can work with us. And he goes, she's three, Dawn.
She's three. She'll do a bunch of that stuff once she warms up to you.
I know, yes. I know. And we want to thank you so much. And you're live on actually Steve Hopper's site there right now. And we want to thank you for
Hopper's
being here.
Awesome. I've watched your videos. Good
yes.
videos.
Do you have a question inspiring. For Steve before we
no,
go?
It's very inspiring. I very much admire it.
Thank you.
In fact, I was just telling my wife, she's like, where do I recognize him from? I said, you sat and watched that whole video with him. She got our attention. It was a very good video.
Yes. Awesome. 100kHandshake.com. You've got to check it out. We want to thank you so much for being here. And I'd like you to be interviewed by my reporter out there as well. So I'll be out there in a second. Wow, what a packed house today. And Chloe, guess what? I'm going to give you the headsets. Have you been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to give you the mic. You got to talk into it. Chloe is going to be training, if she wants, kind of an introductory, does she want to be a reporter? I think she does.
Yeah, I do.
Very cool. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to introduce your father and, you know, say, reporting for Hollywood Connections on, I'll say, Tan Talk Radio is right in front of you.
Okay.
And then introduce your father and what he does.
Okay.
You're live on 5 stations.
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure.
So on the Tan Talk Network station, I'm going to be introducing my father, Steve Hopper, and he is writing a book right now and has already wrote one, if you haven't heard of it, From Prison to Purpose, and I'm very proud for him. In fact, I just went to the 100K handshake that you guys were talking about, and it was in a really amazing event, and he's a really amazing guy, and here he is.
Yes,
awesome.
Welcome, Steve.
Good job.
That'll be good.
Man,
good.
You might have a future at this for real.
Very good.
I love it.
I already have some red carpet events set up for you.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
I know. And I got your media IDs already. They're going to be in the email tonight.
Awesome.
Okay. So, Steve, tell us, 100K Handshake, can I ask your story? You have an amazing story, but we want everybody to go to your website. We want them to sign up for 100K Handshake.
Oh, yeah.
And tell us all about it. Yvonne, you take over because I already know Steve.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you, Yvonne?
Yes, I'm getting interested. I keep hearing 100K
yes.
Handshake.
Yeah, the $100,000 handshake.
Okay.
And there's a little story behind that, and I'll just give you a brief background on myself.
Okay.
I'm a full-time motivational speaker. I own a company called Steve Hopper International. When I'm not out doing motivational speaking and keynotes and all that kind of stuff, I do a lot of seminars and workshops just to help local business professionals and, you know, professionals all over the country, for that matter, entrepreneurs, salespeople, business owners, get better at getting their message out to the marketplace. And I was at a networking event last year, and there was a woman there speaking. I specifically went to hear this woman speak, and her name was Forbes Riley. And
I've
if you're
been
not
hearing a lot about her.
Oh, yeah.
She's here, I think. She's
going to
pop in for a minute.
She's amazing. Hopefully, she'll pop in here definitely and give us some of her time. But she's an amazing, amazing woman. She is, and I'm just going to put this out there.
Okay.
She is going to be the female Tony Robbins the world. There is no doubt my mind.
She already is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. She is.
Yes. So I went to hear her speak, and she did a giveaway at this event. Now, she's never done a giveaway, and I've never won a giveaway. So it was fate.
Yes.
And at this event, she gave away a free coaching session. And of course, I won the coaching session. So we connected with each other, and I started telling her about some of the things that I was doing. And I was in the middle of writing a book called The $100,000 Handshake, which is a book all about, you know, helping entrepreneurs get better at networking their businesses and just teaching some secrets and some tricks.
Oh, so you are the founder of the 100,000
$100,000 Handshake, absolutely.
You're the one.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And so when she heard this $100,000 Handshake concept, yes, she was blown away. And she She said, I want in. So... ultimately, you know, it was like winning the lottery to be able to partner with somebody like Forbes Riley, on the $100,000 Handshake. So we went back to the drawing board. We started, actually the first book I had written is actually going to be our second book.
Okay.
So her and I went back to the drawing board, and first things first, we started co-writing a book together, and it's been amazing. So we decided to put on a 2-day event called the $100,000 Handshake 2-Day in St. Pete at her studio. And the first one that we had was just mind-blowing. Like, I've never been blown away by one of my own events before, but to see the transformation that took place in these business owners and to see the level that they were going to and the limiting beliefs that they were overcoming and just the hope and direction and drive that they were walking out of there with, I was absolutely blown away. Mm-hmm. And me and Forbes knew that we had something big in our hands. And so we went and we did it again. All right, well, let's just make sure that, you know, the first one wasn't a fluke. No, yeah, we knew it wasn't a fluke, but we did it again, and it was even more amazing. So we're extremely excited about it, and we're going to be probably taking this on the road soon, I would imagine. Absolutely.
I see it, and it's needed worldwide, and we're super excited. You know, I was on the phone the other night with Mama Ali, and that is, you know, the first wife of Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Is she calling back at 6:30? I think she'll be calling in any minute now. She's on? Okay, so do you have a question when she calls back? And she told me the other day that she's the Les Brown of motivational speaking. So and she was in New York on a big news station, and she's coming back strong with a book and a children's book. Mm-hmm. So I want you to interview her as well. I have a film director that will be calling in soon and some other great guests that you'll be interviewing, and also our local guest here. So well, Chloe, tell us what has been the most inspirable moment that you had at the 100K Handshake.
Well, at the 100K Handshake, something that my dad said was like really inspiring to me. And he said, be interested before being interesting. And I think not only can that help someone in their business, but it can help someone in their everyday life.
Yes.
You know, being interested in someone else not only makes you more appealing, but you know, you're surrounded more then, and it's easier for you to talk to people.
Right.
So I think not only is that helpful for your business, but I was also be able to take some stuff away from that.
Ooh,
very good.
Cool. So what do you want to do? What is your dream? What is your plan in the future? Where do you see yourself?
Well, in the future, I see myself.
There we go. We're looking at the mic.
In the future, I see myself as being a pediatrician. I want to go to USF College and get my degree to be a pediatrician.
Very cool.
How old are you?
I am turning 13 soon.
Wow. Very mature.
Wow.
Oh, it's not what you are. It's always what you're turning, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm 40 turning 39 soon.
Oh, and I'm 81 turning 39.
There you go.
Also, too, Steve, where can they buy your books? Go to your website, how to sign up for the next 100K Handshake, anything else that we need to know for the news-wise. Plus, we need to do a commercial for you. I need to start running at 10 spots during the week for you and Forbes.
Sure, absolutely. Well, for the $100,000 Handshake, first and foremost, our next one is already on the calendar, and it is going to be held here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. And that event is going to be March 31st and April 1st. That is a Friday and Saturday, March 31st and April 1st. You can get registered for that event right now at 100khandshake.com, 100khandshake.com. We have an early bird special right now, so get there, take advantage. We're only going to have that early bird up for a short period of time. But this is an amazing 2-day event. If you'd like to get a copy of From Prison to Purpose, I highly suggest you do. It's a lot of amazing testimonies have come back from that book, and you can find that at stevehopperbooks.com.
Wow. Now, what is your schedule like? Are you busy on the road, speaking at different engagements as well? Tell us what your upcoming road trips are like, or where you're going to be at.
Yes. Well, actually, I have a lot of things on the calendar, and I'm actually having my website redone right now. And we're going to have a place there on the website for upcoming speaking engagements, but definitely doing some traveling. Very excited to talk to Ali about coming up and doing some speaking in Canada. Yes. Which is on the forefront as well. And I've got an opportunity to probably go speak in the Philippines in the summer. Wow. And doing a lot of local and national stuff as well between now and then. So,
wow, amazing. Yeah. You know, King James's wife is with a big Filipino group here, and they're like, I think about 700. And so I got to hook you up with King James as well. They've got a lot of connections out there himself.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
he
awesome.
He just came back from Hawaii.
Wow, very good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. So Peter is going to be actually putting some music on. Let's go to my favorite music, Enjoy, for a second. We're going to just regroup and get our next guest. Steve Hopper, we want to thank you. We want to do a two-hour special and take calls with you when you're ready.
Okay. Hey, I'm ready.
I know. He's always been. He's on the road. We're excited to work with him, and so many things have happened in my life. Let's play my favorite music. We'll be right back. Okay, if you need some water.
Honey and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you, love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland.
Welcome back to Hollywood Connections.
Okay, so in the meantime, I'm going to hand over the microphone to Chloe, and I'm waiting for some VIP guests to call in. We also have a caller on from Canada, and I think that's for you.
Ali. Oh, my gosh.
Nope, she's not there?
Oh.
Okay, all right. Well, can you get her to call back?
You're teasing us, Dawn. That's what you're doing.
Well, we have five lines over there, and I see it blinking like, you know, lightning back there. Peter, how are we doing on phone calls?
We got Miss Ali on the phone.
Oh, Mama Ali.
Okay, let me say hi real quick.
Yeah. Hi, Mama. Is she on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, this is Yvonne. How are you, Mama Ali?
I've been listening to the whole program.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, been on the phone just listening with all the ladies.
Yes.
And all the things that they do with the kids and networking and everything. I've been here for about 45 minutes just listening.
Oh, we didn't know that. Okay, I thought you were calling back. All right, well, we have Steve Hopper in the house with the 100K Handshake, and I was telling him about you.
Yes.
And his daughter's here. He's going to come back on and just say hello to you in a few minutes. We also have... Yes, so we are now bringing you a part of the show. Mama Ali is actually Muhammad Ali's first wife.
Yes.
I know.
Wow.
And, yes. And we're excited because you're going to be a part of Hollywood Connections. You have a children's book. We are so excited because my producer, Paul Murray, is actually her security, production, and photographer. And we can't wait to bring you here for a special on you as well, Mama Ali.
I can't wait to come there. We tried to get there today, but something didn't happen. We're leaving for Jamaica tomorrow, so it could be a good reason why we didn't get down there today.
Wow. I have some ladies that want to ask you some questions. I have a new reporter here, and I know she wants to ask you a question as well as Lisa and some new ones we're going to introduce here in just a moment. Hold on. So you have a question for Mama Ali. Anybody?
You have a question for her? Yes, you do?
Yes.
Ask her what she's doing with her children's book.
So, Mama Ali, what are you doing with your children's book?
Well, the children's books, we're trying to get them into the Broward County and Miami-Dade County schools. We just have to fill out the little vendors list there it goes.
Oh,
and the school's going to be buying them for the kids.
Mama Ali, this is Yvonne.
Project. Yes, I got a nice proclamation on Kalila Camacho Ali Day that happens every October 31st. And I was very thankful to get that honor from the mayor.
Oh, wonderful.
Miami. And so it's really the children's book. Actually, it's a coloring book that teaches manners and etiquette. So
beautiful.
Awesome.
It's for everybody, all ages. The first volume has all levels of ages. You know, it's like an introductory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 10-volume series, and we bring out the volumes after the first introduction.
Right.
Once we get into the schools, then we will be you know, broadcast, and then the next volume will come out. And it's really interesting because it's almost like you say, what's wrong with this picture? And then you have a picture, and you try to figure it out. And the next page, and then on the side of the picture, it gives a solution and tells why the picture is the way it is. And you try to figure it out. And it teaches on safety, and it teaches on respect. It teaches on a lot of things these young kids really need today. And it's wonderful. I'm working on a great poem for bullying. And it's going to be a 45. And I mean, not a 45. What am I talking?
You're taking us way back.
You know, I'm old school. So.
I know you are. Hi, it's Allie Mang on the phone here, and I just wanted to ask you, what is the one nugget about your book that you really want us to know about?
Well, basically, it's character building.
Yeah. Lovely.
To bring out good humanity within ourselves and to others, and to use that to give a better character. And a lot of these kids, they are so influenced by so many things on the outside, and their minds are just their minds are so brilliant and they're so opening. You want them to at least get a base, some kind of foundation of who they are as a person and how to bring their character out.
I love it.
Show them that being kind is a good thing.
Oh, wonderful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mama Ali, how can we get a copy of the book?
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
You got to market, baby.
Hey, Mama.
Okay, right now.
Mama Ali, this is your soul sister, this Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne, I are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, there we go. Now we got family kicking in here.
Now we got family kicking it. Uh-huh.
I got it right on my website, MamaAli.com, and use all the A's.
Okay.
And go to the book, to buy the book right on there. It's a PayPal right there. You can order the book or you can send in donations.
Okay.
Because we get a lot of donations for kids. I got autographs up there that you can buy and things like that. There's going to be more things to buy on the website.
So when you come down here, Mama, you going to bring the book? You going to bring some books?
I'm going to bring the book. I'm going to bring autographs. Pictures. This a big hit with the memorabilia today.
Yeah, she's
today.
On a roll.
Yeah. You know what? I even got... inauguration invitation they gave me, which I didn't go. Sorry, was that
Mama Ali?
Put that up for sale too.
Oh, you're so adorable, Mama Ali. We have a young reporter here, Chloe, and she has a quick question. Because we got to wrap this up and move to our second segment.
I know.
Are we entertaining you?
She's so interesting. Okay.
Yes.
So
real quick, Mama Ali, I know she has a question as well, and then I want you to introduce your dad because he has a question, and Steve Hopper is with, 100K Handshake. So, Mama Ali, meet Steve Hopper.
Steve. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Mama Ali. I did have a quick question. So, for your book, who inspired you to, write it? How did you come up with it? Was it Muhammad, or was it just something thought of?
It was my kid. It was my kids, and I go, you try to train your children as much as can, but my mother raised a lot of my kids during my time, which I didn't get a hand in, but my other daughter was coming from school one day, and she had a handful of girls and one boy walking with them. And so I have a big thing about the boys and the girls, very specific things.
Careful.
So they were walking. Yeah. So it's like the kids saw me sitting on the porch watching them, from school. And I go, hey, guys, get over here. And they go, oh, my, here she goes. So they all came together and... They thought it was going to be something outlandish or whatever. She was just nervous. And I said, who's the young man you got with you?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's our friend in school. Is it okay if he walks with you? I said, it's fine. That's not why I stopped you guys. He said, what was it? I said, young man, I said, did you know that you were supposed to walk on the outside of the curb with the girls and not on the inside?
Yes.
He said, no, ma'am, I didn't know. I says, don't always walk on the outside near the curb when you're walking with a lady or children.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know what? My mama never told me that. So I says, well, you go back and tell your mom so she can remind you. And the next day, the young man came up to me and says, you know what? I told my mom what you said. And my mom says, you mean to tell me I didn't tell you that? I thought it did.
Yes. Mama Ali, we're getting ready to go to the top of the hour.
Okay.
And we want you to stay put, stay on the line, and when we come back, we will continue the interview.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you.
Yeah, I have somebody I want to introduce you to after the top of the hour, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yes, and then coming back, you want to introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Lisa Emmons with Posh Image Consulting. Thank you.
Right, and we're going to talk about your business and what you do and how you help people. Yes. Okay. Not yet. We're top of the hour in about 5 minutes. And then you have a special guest calling in. They were just on the line.
Yep. She's going to come back at 7:05.
Perfect.
And I also wanted to say that we're going to free up some books of mine. So I want to give them away as well to some callers and some people. You're fabulous listeners.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. And we'll be right back. And Peter, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Here we go.